Vermont first bought power from Quebec a century ago. That trade relationship deepened in the 1980s when then-Governor Richard Snelling negotiated with Quebec Premier René Lévesque to secure the first of several long-term power deals. That relationship remains strong between the cross-border neighbors and is one of the reasons a conference is being held at UVM today and tomorrow. It's called Power from the North. Joining us now is one of the organizers of the conference. Richard Watts is director of the Center for Research on Vermont. Welcome back to Vermont Edition, Richard. Nice to have you.
Thanks, Jane. Hi.
So Vermont now gets more than a third of our electricity from Hydro-Québec. What made power from Quebec so appealing to Vermont?
Well, it's an old story, and it's a story that's very present today. The 1970s, the oil crisis, the embargo, drove up the prices of energy, electricity, and the governor who came into the office in the late 70s, Richard Snelling, looked to the north for reliable, long-term, inexpensive electricity. And at the same time, as you pointed out in the intro, the premier of Quebec was thinking about exporting some of these vast hydro resources that they had. And so Dick Snelling very famously told his staff to learn French and instituted a whole series of negotiations, which led to those first contracts that you talked about, not only for Vermont, but to wheel electricity from Hydro-Québec into New England.
And by and large, this seems like an arrangement that's been good for both Vermont ratepayers and for the Canadian utility owned by the provincial government, Hydro-Québec, right?
You know, there has been some ups and downs along the way. At one time, the long-term price of that contract with Hydro-Québec was more expensive because energy prices in New England had dropped, and that was a difficult time here in Vermont for Vermont ratepayers. Today, I think the story is that because of the long-term contract, we actually have, in part because of the contract, I should say, we have lower electricity prices. And while other utilities in New England are in for rate hikes, Vermont, actually Green Mountain Power most recently, is in for rate decreases.
There also, over the years, have been issues with Indigenous peoples who've been displaced by the increased production and damming in northern Quebec. Where does that opposition stand now?
Well, that was, of course, part of this, the huge contention around the early development of these resources. And I should say, in addition to that, was the controversies around building high-voltage transmission lines through Vermont to wheel this power into Vermont and New England. We have a speaker at this conference who represents the Inuit and the Cree to some extent, and he talked at length this morning about those relationships. There have been negotiations and some agreements. One's called the Grand Bargain that has achieved some degree of peace, but I think it remains an issue of some contention and some controversy in Quebec.
You're hosting this conference at UVM called, as I said, Power from the North. Governor Shumlin, Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard are participating. What's the actual aim of the conference? What are you hoping to find out?
Well, our intent with the Canadian Studies Program was to explore this long-term energy relationship, look at the social, the environmental, the economic consequences, and think about how the past foretells the future. And in some ways, the story of the past, a governor looking to the north, bringing hydro resources into Vermont and New England, building a new transmission line, is the story that's happening again. Our neighbors in southern New England are looking to reduce their reliance on natural gas. They're looking to decarbonize their electric systems. Hydro could play a large role in that. How does it get to southern New England? Where would the transmission lines go? What would Vermont get out of it? Those are all questions that we need to think about here in Vermont, and I think those are some of the questions that are coming out in this forum today.
Talk a little bit more about that, the future and what we're looking towards, because it's not just Vermont that's looking for power from Quebec and not just Vermont that Quebec is looking at.
No, not at all. In fact, you know, Vermont has long-term stable agreements. We're a very small percent, really 4 or 5% of the regional, the New England electric grid, and it's the states to the south of us that are heavily reliant on natural gas that are thinking about where their future electricity should come from, and also how they might diversify and reduce the carbon footprint of their present systems. And Hydro-Québec, a very large utility, has enormous hydro resources that you know, might be available at the right price if they can reach an agreement on how to bring it into those markets. So that's what is sort of in the background of this conversation.
I imagine these states are also looking at how Vermont has structured this relationship and how Vermont assigns value to the renewable energy credits that they're considering Hydro-Québec to be a renewable energy source.
Right. Vermont does that, and some of these other states don't. So that has to be part of this conversation as well.
So, Richard Watts, what do you hope then, after the end of the day tomorrow, you'll emerge with that will help guide your research and your focus going forward?
Well, one of the exciting things about for us doing this is it's an academic setting, and we, I think, feel like we get to ask all the questions. We've structured this whole two-day session so that the panelists are very short. There's lots of room for audience engagement and interaction. You know, we hope, as I said at the beginning, we hope to tell the story, not only the story of the past, but what the story of the future might look like. And to do that, we're capturing as much as we can of what's happening over these 2 days, and we'll make it available and accessible and transparent to the greater public.
Anything fun that's already happened so far? We're talking to you on your lunch break on the first day.
I think there's a whole lot of hallway conversations. A whole lot of people are getting to meet each other, and I'm hearing a whole lot of French being spoken on the top floor of the Davis Center at UVM.
Do you speak French?
Not enough, but my partner is fluent, of course, and goes back and forth quite nicely on these topics.
Your partner in the conference who heads up Canadian Studies at UVM.
Exactly.
Richard Watts is the director of the Center for Research on Vermont at the University of Vermont. He's one of the organizers of a conference going on now that takes a look at the electricity agreements between Quebec and the New England states. Thank you so much for being on the program today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jane.